Hi, I'm Bill Bush. I'm an education reporter here at the Columbus Dispatch.
And I'm Shannon Gilchrist, and I'm another education reporter here at the Columbus Dispatch.
And we're here to talk about a story in the Columbus Dispatch that deals with the location of charter schools in the state of Ohio. We started looking at this a few weeks ago and basically started digging into why is it that in the state of Ohio, charter schools seem to be not evenly distributed across the state. Actually, in other states, they do have a much more even distribution. And what we found is that the reason is Ohio law, that Ohio law has severe restrictions on where you can start up a regular brick and mortar charter school. And the result of that is that out of the over 44,000 square miles of land in Ohio, there's only a little over 1,000 square miles that you can start a charter school. And these charter schools are basically not in the areas that they necessarily you would expect based on where school districts serving Ohio are not performing up to par, because there are lots of school districts that have poor performance standards in Ohio that aren't anywhere near a charter school.
Well, so this is something that we've actually kind of intuitively known for a while, right, Bill? We've talked about this before, like just sitting around at our desks, you know, and we kind of knew that the big eight urban districts in Ohio, which, you know, are the three C's, and then the smaller cities like Canton and Akron and Youngstown, Toledo, Dayton. Yay, look, I did it. Anyway, we knew that they had charter schools. We know that they open there. We know that they're e-schools, but, you know, you don't hear too much about the ones that are kind of out in the country. And so we decided it would be really interesting to make a map. And we actually physically made a map and put dots on it. And that's you'll right. see that. Actually, if you're looking at the story right now, you're probably seeing it. And so, you know, and we start looking at those dots, and some of them don't have anything for miles around them.
That's right. There are huge voids in the state that aren't anywhere near. You can be in areas of Ohio and not be within 50, 60 miles of the nearest charter school.
Yeah. And so we started looking at other states. We were like, okay, we know a bunch of other states. It's like 44, right?
Mm-hmm.
They all have charter schools. This all started back in the 90s. You know, that was a movement toward school choice back then. And so we found North Carolina. That's an example. And we looked at their Department of Education website, and they have this really handy dandy map there that's really visual, and it shows you that they're everywhere. I'm actually looking at it. It's sitting on the table right in front of me. And we looked at some of the little dots. We clicked on them, and one of them had like a waterfall, because it's like way out there in the country. And that just doesn't really happen all that often here in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. And then what we started doing with our maps is we started overlaying our map that we created charting the location of charter schools with other types of layers of maps, such as, you know, how are people voting in Ohio?
Right.
And there seems to be a very strong correlation between whether a county or an area votes Democrat or Republican as to whether or not they have charter schools that are accessible to them. And it's kind of counterintuitive to what you might think. Since charter schools are largely a GOP creation, you would think that GOP districts would have lots of charter schools, when in fact in Ohio it's the exact opposite. There's almost no charter schools in the GOP areas of the state. I think we found that 93% of all the brick and mortar charter schools are in counties that voted a majority Democrat in 3 out of the 5 last presidential elections.
Right. How did you do that again? You got a hold of like the voting records for the last, you said 5 elections. Okay. So.
Yeah. So we basically had records, database, or tables of how counties voted in the last 5 presidential elections. And we created mapping layers that showed basically colored them red if they were voted Republican. Lots of counties that voted straight Republican in the last 5 elections, they never voted Democrat. There were several counties that voted straight Democrat. And then there were some in between. So you might have voted 4 out of the 5 times either way, or 3 out of the 5 times either way. What we found is that the stronger the correlation to how you vote is where these charter schools are. Counties that voted for Hillary Clinton in the last election have, you know, the vast majority, 9 out of 10. Of all the brick and mortar charter schools. The 44 counties that were the counties that came out the strongest for Donald Trump had 1 charter school.
So I'll be devil's advocate here. Now, they'll say that, you know, some of the poorer performing school districts are in the urban areas. And people will say, you know, bluer counties tend to be urban. So is it a chicken and egg thing? I mean, they wanted to give poorer performing districts a chance to, you know, give the kids a chance to have a choice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure there is some of that going on. Obviously, you're going to have more charter schools where there are more people. And there's definitely more people in Cuyahoga County. There's definitely more people in Franklin County and in the other big eight districts. But that really doesn't explain why Ohio law prohibits charter schools in such a vast area of the state. And we asked lawmakers, we called them and said, you know, why is that? And basically what we're told is it's a historical thing. You know, Ohio's charter school law began in 1997 as a pilot program that began the first schools opened in Lucas County. We're home to Toledo in 1998. And so today in Ohio law, you can open a charter school anywhere in Lucas County still to this day. Just got grandfathered in as part of this pilot program. The next year they expanded it, we're told, as part of a effort that was called educational enterprise zones, which meant any of the big eight urban districts, you could open a charter school. And I talked with Sally Purs, who's considered the founder of Ohio's charter schools. She was from Lucas County and got the pilot program approved. She said basically the way this panned out was that they just didn't have the political support back then to do a statewide program. And most of the country has statewide programs. The National Alliance for Public Charter Schools tells us that Ohio and Connecticut are the only states that have this type of geographic restriction in their law.
So I did talk to a state school board member who is from Southern Ohio, which his district covers most of Southern Ohio. That's Nick Owens. And not a whole lot of charter schools are found down there. I mean, you know, there's not a whole lot of private schools, but one thing they do have is open enrollment. And he said that's basically their school choice, you know, and he said, frankly, there's a lot of pride in the public schools there. And that's his choice in his part of the state. And, you know, you don't find open enrollment in the middle of cities. Generally, there are three districts in Franklin County that have open enrollment right now. One of them is Columbus. Another is Reynoldsburg. They have like 700 kids that come from outside of their district. And another is Canal Winchester. Canal Winchester limits it to 100 kids.
Yeah, we should probably explain that open enrollment is a school district will allow kids who don't live in that school district to come in and go to school at that school district. Typically, the way Ohio school districts operate is if you don't live in the district, you can't go to school there. You'd have to move and reside in the district in order to attend. But open enrollment is basically a state law that allows districts to take a student from outside of their district and get the state aid, such as the way the charter schools do. The charter schools all operate on state aid.
Now, yeah, that came around in the early 90s, I think. It was open enrollment. That was the law. And actually, it's reasonably popular out in rural areas. Almost seems like that's school boundaries don't seem to mean the same things out there that they do here. Like, it's not uncommon to see someone who lives in one county and is closer to a school in a different district going to that other county in that other school in that other district. And that's kind of what Nick Owens from the state board was telling me. And that's kind of what I've seen from some of the reporting I've done. But seriously, they do not have a lot of choice.
Well, it makes you wonder whether open enrollment is a choice. Also, if your school district is a large rural school district, how many hours or how many miles will you travel to get to the nearest school district? Some of the school districts, when you get into rural areas, are sprawling across country areas that are hard to navigate.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the wintertime.
Oh, boy, yeah.
You know, that's why e-schools were the charter school of choice for rural students.
Yeah, there's a district in eastern Ohio, in Monroe County, called Switzerland of Ohio, and it is 580-some square miles. It's the largest in the state, and they have several hundred kids who actually go to different school districts out of that school. And you have to wonder, they might be driving a long way to get to other school districts, or they might not. I don't know. I guess it depends on where they live in that 580 square miles, because their nearest school in Switzerland of Ohio might be 20, 30 minutes away. And actually, I visited a charter school, one of the very few charter schools in eastern Ohio that's just kind of out there in the middle of, and I'm not going to say in the middle of nowhere, it's in the middle of rural areas. There are things in there, people who live there, and they have community pride. And so you travel east on 70. We did this the other day, and a lot of junk food, good road trip. And then, you know, of course, we get out into the country and GPS gets lost and we don't have a paper map. You know, great. So that was our idiocy. But anyway, we get out there and we get off the main road and we go up the state highway, and it's two lanes and it's curving. And you can see why it would take a long time to get anywhere. And if it was icy, it would be terrifying because there are drop-offs everywhere. And you get into town, it's a crossroads, and this is in Harrison County. This is where I visited. And they have a charter school that they set up there. And the reason that they set it up was because about 5 or 6 years ago, they consolidated the school district. It's most of the county is one school district in Harrison County. And because of dropping enrollment and probably financial reasons, they consolidated all the schools on the other side of the county. And so those kids, if you're a kindergartner, an elementary school kid, you get on the bus and you'd be on the bus for 2 hours probably going into Hopedale from Freeport. And yeah, that's, so some parents just were like that, we don't want that. You know, some people have chosen to open enroll their kids in other counties because they're pretty close to other counties. But yeah, they just didn't want that. So they fought really hard and they tried to get the school building there turned over to them. They were outbid in the auction. You know, they faced a lot of, you know, pushback, but they got the charter school open and they've had it open since 2012 now. And they now have 74 kids. And some of them come as far as Caddis, as from Caddis, you know, which is like, that's the county seat and it's about 20 to 30 minutes away.
Right. So they're like the exception to the rule. I mean, they're one of the few. I think we found like there are maybe 20 charter schools in the state out of more than 250 regular brick and mortar charter schools that are basically in these types of rural areas. And, you know, we've talked to people about, well, why is that? And, you know, you hear a lot, well, there's just no demand. You know, their districts are serving them well and there's not a demand for charter. Well, that would explain it if they had the opportunity to have them and there still were no charter schools, but it doesn't explain why the law prohibits them. And we've also talked to a lot of lawmakers, including Republican lawmakers, who are saying, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. If in fact there's no demand, then you have nothing to worry about, you know, by opening up this prohibition against charter schools, because there will be no market for them. There won't be any demand and they won't open, they won't come. So that's what we're kind of exploring, is why is it that it's prohibited in these areas of the state? And, you know, time and time again, you know, even Republican lawmakers are telling us, and even members of, you know, just got off the phone with a gentleman from the National Alliance of Public Charter Schools, he's saying it's politics, that basically it's politically easier to, you know, do it this way in Ohio, because the amount of resistance you're going to run into is less than if you had gone with the statewide program. If you just target, you know, certain areas and certain constituencies, generally constituencies that generally don't vote for Republican candidates who created this program, it's solving a political problem for you. You have school choice, but you also haven't affected your home school districts or diverted any scarce financial resources away from your home districts that could come back to bite you in the next election.
Well, you did hear from a couple lawmakers who said that they might be interested in seeing it spread statewide.
Yeah, and the whole notion behind charter schools is that, you know, it was to provide competition, that all ships would rise with this competition because the district schools would have to compete for the students. So they would change their ways. They would become more customer friendly. They would improve. So it raises the question, well, yeah, I mean, competition should be good for everyone, right? I mean, why is it just for these certain areas in Ohio?
Well, thanks for listening. And you can find this story and all other stories on dispatch.com.